for this?
Is it ready for this?
Say you ready for this?
Are you ready for this? We're ready for this. Are you ready for this?
We're ready for this.
Well, we just can't miss.
We just can't miss.
Well, we just can't miss.
With a beat like this.
It's the joint. We're gonna prove to the world that we're for real. We're gonna prove to everybody we know the real deal. We got the golden voices and hearts to steal. Because the five MCs, they got to be real. We wanna hear the party people, yell Sugar Hill. So what's the deal?
Sugar Hill.
So what's the deal?
Sugar Hill.
Ooh.
That's the joint.
These first beats that we want y'all to hear. We gotta
make a lot of sense.
We gotta make it clear. We gotta rock this place. We gotta do some class. We gotta do our best.
We gotta make it last.
We got drums on the mic. We got
talking in the heart.
And now the things we do, you can call it art.
And we're back.
We're sick.
We're doing it. Yeah, we're gonna rock this record.
And don't you forget.
That's the joint.
Because Little Ronnie C is the melody.
Now he helped me rock, we're singing harmony. Because Jack is the rhythm,
and Kay is the bass.
Shop, rock, rock, shaking the whole darn place.
And now here's a little story, you got to be joking.
Yeah. Welcome to Black Noise. That joint was, That's the Joint by Funky Four plus One More. Old school hip hop act. Thanks for Sugar Hill Records. That's like really that one of their only songs that they recorded. They never really got a chance to record a full length album. They're really famous for, they was one of the first rap acts to perform like on a major show. They performed on Saturday Night Live in 81. But I played it because it is one of the first major female MCs on Wax, Chi-Rock. She was the plus one in the group. And the reason this episode, I want to focus on women in rap and not women in hip hop in general, but more specifically women in rap. But before, I kind of want to start with this T.I. shit, right? This whole T.I. says some dumb shit again about he take his daughter to the gynecologist to make sure her hymen's still intact. Like, yo, I don't know what the, like, I don't know why celebrities keep putting their foot name out. I will say that's the one good thing about the whole social media area, because these celebrities just say the dumbest shit. I always say social media exposes how lame or how stupid your favorite celebrity is. But with T.I., man, like, that's just some all the way creepy shit he be saying. Like, that's some, like, really creepy shit out of here. That's like some, somebody on Twitter said that's what T.I. meant when he said I'd be wild as a Taliban. Man, some of these rappers, you kind of gotta be thinking, like, is this how you niggas, like, really be thinking out here? This, like, controlling the women's sexuality, it's like your own daughter, man, all I can say is, like, that's some straight sick shit. And and there's no way you can justify it. All that whole, you know, I don't want my daughter to be a hoe. It's like, you really got to reexamine the way you think about sex and sexuality and the power dynamics in sex. It's like, there's a lot wrong with that fucking statement. I don't want to spend too much of it. Just T.I., man, you on some creepy shit. Like, T.I., one of them celebrities that need to, like, sit down and, like, shut the fuck up for real, man. Because, yeah, that shit is just sick. But what I really came to talk about starting off is, I did an episode before about who I think would be the Neo top five, the new top five of the last decade in rap. And I said Drake, Kendrick, Cole, Future, I think I said Tyler too, Tyler the Creator. And I didn't really discuss Nicki because I kind of wanted an episode by itself to really discuss Nicki, because I don't know what Nicki Minaj's legacy in this rap game is going to be, right? Like, look here, I think Nicki is maybe the highest selling female recording artist of all, not recording artist, but rap recording artist of all time. And you know, she definitely got some classic verses, specifically Monster. But my thing about Nicki, right? Alright, well, let me start here. I love that verse that she had in Monster. Like, that's an all time classic verse. One of the dopest. But like, does she really have another one? You know what I mean? Like, I feel like a lot of, like, our love for Nicki came from one, because Nicki came when there wasn't a lot of female rappers. If you remember, like, the there was a lot in the late 90s, early 2000s, when it was like Missy and Lauren and Raw Digga and Kim and Foxy and Trina and Gangsta Boo and La Chad and Mia X and who else I'm missing? It was Eve and, you know, all this type of shit. And then it's like one by one, everybody just kind of like disappeared, right? It was like Missy had that health scare, and Foxy went deaf and was on some shit. Kim went to jail, and Eve kind of had the TV show trying to do the acting thing, and then she got, like, she had a boyfriend and got married or something, and, you know, you didn't really hear a lot from, like, LeChad or Mia X or Gangsta Boo, and Trina kind of fell off, and there was, like, a good 4 or 5 year period where there wasn't any female rappers, like, from, like, 05 to, like, 010, it was a period where it was like, yo, where did all, like, it was like, where did all the hip-hop groups go, and where did all the women go? And so when Nicki comes out with that, I think everybody was like, oh, like real hip hop fans, like, oh shit, like a female spitting, because like real hip hop fans, like you want a woman in rap, like they, you know, a part of hip hop history. And that verse is crazy. You know what I mean? The shit she spitting, that's like a crazy verse. And what she was doing, manipulating her voice. But I think about it, like, what was her next classic verse? Like, what was another verse that she spit where you was like, woof, Nicki got them bars. I felt like a lot of her career, she was living off that of like, yo, I outspit Jay and Kanye back in 2010. And you can't take that away from her. But yeah, I wouldn't say Nicki was, there's a part of me that says Nicki's overrated as far as the rapping standpoint. Like, cause I've listened to most of her albums, if not all of her albums, and I never heard another verse where I felt like she was really getting it in. And I don't know if that was just like that was just one of the biggest opportunities of her life. So she just spit the best verse ever. You know, some people can say now this is on several things I got to come back to of did Nicki write it? And this whole thing of just was Safari writing her rhymes. And you know, that's always tough when you're dealing with female rap, because there is a history of males writing female rap from, you know, Salt and Pepper. I know certain with like, Wyclef and Lauren, like, it gets weird too, and it kind of sucks that a lot of female rappers gotta, like, say it openly, like, y'all write my own rhymes, I write my own rhymes, somebody write it for me, because people automatically assume what somebody wrote it for, which is kind of, like, disheartening that we immediately think no woman can spit like that. But I understand why, because there is a history of it, and a lot of that history comes with men trying to control the woman's image, because there's a specific way women used to be, like, rolled out in rap. You know, it's like, if it's like, you know, Biggie wrote Kim shit, you know, because it's like almost like, yo, I'm doing a song and you're going to be the female version of what I'm spitting. So if I'm spitting, yo, fuck bitches, take this dick, you got to be, fuck you nigga, eat this pussy. And it's like, you got to say it a certain way. And it's like that control. And, but you got a lot of women that write their own shit. Now, I don't know. I'm not really going to talk about that with Nicki. I don't know what she wrote or didn't write, but yeah, on the rap tip, though, I never felt like Nicki had another explosive verse. And, but then also musically, to me, she started making pop music pretty quickly, right? And I know that's the same about Drake, right? I know Drake is like, I put him as like number one in new top five. And that's where the conundrum comes in, because, you know, Drake makes a lot of pop music, you know, but even if we just go from Drake's like first 2-3 albums, you can say, oh, them. And that's the weird thing about the blurred line between rap and pop. But it seemed like Nicki was really shooting for, like, the pop charts. With that moment for life, you know, that bullshit. And I don't know how to justify that with Drake, but I can say that Drake definitely has some joints that I would say is, like, real hip-hop shits. Where I feel like Nicki, and this is the thing, it may be with Nicki, too, I don't know if she just always kind of wanted to be that type of performer, a pop star, and rap was just the quickest way to get to that. I don't know if it's just as a female rapper, it's tough because Nicki knows, you know, yeah, like, maybe Nicki feels like even if I'm spitting the hottest 16, niggas still won't give me the respect, right? And so it's like, well, fuck it, you know, let me sell more records and go this kind of pop route. And let me clarify, personally, I don't think Drake should be in any top five. Like, my personal list, he wouldn't be in top five. One, because of those who writes his songs. And he gets help. But the last episode was about who I think this generation would say is the top five of the last 2 years. And I think Drake will, but not Nicki. And one of the things about Nicki, even personally, like, I don't know if, like, I think a lot of her, like, beef with female rappers is going to cost her. Because the thing about Nicki, it never felt like the OG female rappers really fucked with Nicki. You know what I mean? Like, I remember when her and Remy Ma was beefing, and Remy came out on Summer Jam one year, and they had, like, Queen Latifah and Foxy Brown or some shit like that. She had a whole bunch of, like, old school female rappers. You never really saw that with Nicki. Like, you never saw the OG female rappers really, you know, corral around Nicki. I ain't gonna say they said anything negative about her, but it just never felt like they was fully, like, on her side. And then this whole thing what she had with Cardi, I think Nicki comes out looking like a villain. Because Nicki kind of felt like she just wanted to be the number one female rapper ever, and no other, she didn't want nobody else even mentioned with her. You know, especially with new female acts. Because the thing about this with Cardi B, I'm like, look, regardless of how she may have felt about Cardi B, whatever, but it's like, male rappers do this all the time where they jump on each other's songs and be all in each other's dick. Just to, you know, old school artists do it with young artists just to maintain some kind of, you know, hotness in the streets or whatever like that. Or, you know, niggas always featuring on nigga songs. Why wasn't Nicki Minaj on the Bodak Yellow remix? Like, why don't you see Cardi and be like, fuck, let's do a track together. You know what I'm saying? Like, you blowing up, I'm already here, let's do that shit together. But even throughout Nicki's career, you never saw really big up other female rappers or bring them up. And it's weird. And we talk about people always be like, oh, the industry pits women against each other. I'm like, when? I don't remember MC Light and Queen Latifah and Moni Love beefing. I don't remember, you know, Kim and Foxy had someone. I don't know how much of that was industry. I don't know how much of that was personal. I know someone had to do a lot with, like, colorism. I don't know if it was about his Brooklyn. That may have been, like, industry made. But, like, Missy didn't have beef with none of them. And Lauren didn't have beef. And I don't remember Raw Digga having beef or Eve having beef with a lot of other female rappers. And definitely, I think the industry played a part with Nicki and Cardi. But also, I feel like Nicki just, I don't think she fucked a lot of female rappers. I think she kind of liked that arrogance of, like, I'm number one. I've sold the most at any female rapper. Praise me. Like, and even her raps was kind of like that. I'm the top bitch. Fuck all you basic bitches. Like, I don't know how that plays well 10 years from now. And not saying it wasn't good music. Like, right? I don't know how, like, because this is a separate discussion. But women, I don't know how women are going to place her. Right? Because the thing about it is, we never place women in the top five. Right? Even when we talk about the golden age in the 90s, no one puts Missy or Lauren or any of them in the top five. Which, is it problematic? I don't know. I'm not going to sit here and say no woman is worthy of being in the top five MCs. I can't say that. One, because being in the top five is very personal. But it's tough for women, right? Because you can't win for anything, right? If you really lyrical on your Raw Digga shit or, like, Rhapsody, you don't get the large fan base. Like, Rhapsody is never going to get the fan base that Kendrick has, right? Because one, you have a lot of men hip-hop fans that's like, I don't hear nothing from female rappers, right? Like Sean Price famously said he don't even fuck with female rappers. But you got a lot of men who think like that. Like, I don't give a fuck about none of that shit. Like, I don't want to hear no woman spitting. I don't care, right? Then you got motherfuckers that gonna downplay the skill. She all right, but she ain't woo, woochie woo. But then I think you got some, like, fans, specifically a lot of female and, like, even maybe gay rap fans that feel like it's boring. Like, they want the turn up shit, right? And with female rap, there's not large enough fan base where you can be like, I'm the lyrical miracle, or I'm the conscious chick, and be looked at on the same par as the biggest star in the genre, the way, like, Kendrick and Drake are, or the way, you know, it was with, shit, I'm trying to think, or even somebody like Talib Kweli. I mean, like, you know, you can say, like, he wasn't on the same par as, like, a Ludacris or some shit, or definitely like a Jay-Z, but I think he had enough fan base and audience that was like, yo, we fuck with this type of hip-hop. But then here's the thing about a woman. Okay, so then when you do the ratchet, turn up the sex shit, which I think a fan base likes because it gives them confidence, right? I think a lot of women like the overt sexuality of a Kim, a Foxy, Trina, Nicki, you know, all these female rappers, with the Miami Girl, City Girls, because it's a confidence that they have that I think a lot of women would want. They would like the confidence to say, fuck that shit, eat my pussy, I'm a bad bitch, I look good, you know, whatever. That is a rapper out now, I think her name Cupcake. You know, she talks about, like, body positivity, or even what Lizzo's doing, right? But then motherfuckers say, oh, she talk about his sex, right? Even those male rappers that talk all about nothing about sex and hoes or just drugs, whatever. But then that's the knock against those female rappers. Then, if you're the female rapper that kind of, you know, kind of makes some hit songs and got some bars, people don't really look at your lyrical prowess. So it's like somebody like Lizzo, it's like, is Lizzo, I don't know if Lizzo is looked at like hip hop, or she looked at more pop. Or, you know, with Lauren, it was, well, the album was more, Miss Education was more R&B than it was hip hop. Or Missy, it's like, you know, her videos is dope and this, but I don't know if her lyrics, like, women, like, just can't win for anything. Right? And that's, I don't know, that's a tough thing. And I think right now, like, women, like, because in the streaming area, there's a lot, like, a lot of female MCs, and they've, like, found their audience and found a way to thrive. But I think a lot of it goes, I mean, definitely misogyny, but I think the big thing is that within hip hop, rap music specifically, we only are, like, it seems like the audience really wants to hear from one kind of voice. And that voice is usually the urban black male. And if you ain't that, people really don't want to hear from you, men or women, right? It's like secondary, we hear from the black woman. You know what I mean? But even then, we gon' like, we only gonna put you on so hard, high of a pedestal. Like, motherfuckers are praise Lauren, yo, Lauren, dope. But it's motherfuckers that be like, that album was R&B more than hip hop, right? Or, you know what I mean? She ain't making enough, she don't got enough discography. But even somebody like a Queen Latifah, nobody talks about Queen Latifah when we talking about the late 80s, nobody gonna be like, yo, back in the day, top MCs was Rakim, Kane, and Queen. And one of the things that got me thinking too is like, how should I say this? Like, in a weird way, there's, with a female rappers, because I think there's kind of a leeway with female rappers, right? Like, they can kind of make music that's outside of the typical just bars and beats, you know what I mean? Rhymes and beats type of paradigm. And they can go a little R&B or a little bit, because Missy was doing that. You know, Missy has some tracks that you would say R&B. And you see this a lot with female rappers now. I mean, you know, Nicki with the pop shit, or, you know, Cardi doing some kind of like pop shit. You know, Lizzo, it's a rapper name, what's her name? Baby Mother, right? And I think even now more than ever, just because the way people were so influenced by like Aaliyah and Destiny's Child, and, you know what I mean? Or SWV, whatever, and then all like hip hop too. And just the way music overall is sounding, the way it's blending pop, R&B, and hip hop, it gets kind of hard. These lines are getting so blurred. It's kind of hard to say which is which anymore. And I've been thinking maybe this era might be more suited for female rappers than male rappers, right? Because the way the genres are like mixing, female rappers have been doing that forever. I mean, you look at, you know, Salt and Pepper, you know, with In Vogue. You look at like Queen Latifah was singing early. Like, this may benefit female rappers more than male rappers of like, yo, I can spit some bars and do my little singy shit or do my pop shit. And my fans love it all. Where I don't know if a lot of male rappers can do that, right? It's only a few, and mainly Drake's the only one that can get away with it, right? And it's funny that some of the criticism about Drake is that he's too feminine, or that he's too soft. So, because like a lot of male rappers is, okay, I'm the trap rapper. It's trap. I'm the conscious rapper. Conscious. Like, that's it. Like, a lot of males kind of are boxed in and like, this is my thing. And the funny thing about female rappers, because niggas don't give them the respect anyway, they can kind of go in and out. Okay, I can get jazz, I can get hippity hip hop, I can do all this kind of shit. And music is going that way anyway. But then even the aesthetic of the artist, right? You think about like the popularity of like social media, like Instagram. Who's better suited at aesthetic expression? But women. Most of their existence is aesthetic expression with the makeup, with the hair, with the clothes. Like, they're way better to promote themselves on those social media sites than I think a lot of male rappers who are just born, where it's like, I'm a trap nigga, my pants saggy, I got dreads, I'm tatted up, money in my hand, bitches. You know, whatever. Like, a lot more, I think, young female artists, like, know how to curate their identity on social media way more than male artists. So this era may be way more suited, because, you know, some people say we're in the era of female rap. You know what I mean? Cupcake, Lizzo, Cardi, and Miami City Girls, and Nicki, and No Name, and Rhapsody. It, you know, it definitely feels like back it did, like in the late 90s, slightly early 2000s, we had all the female rappers. But then again, what's all their legacies? Like, even somebody as dope as Rhapsody, because I think Rhapsody has been one of the dopest in the last decade. I don't hear her discussion with motherfuckers like, yo, she top five. I hear people saying like, yo, it's Kendrick, Crit, and her. It's like you got motherfuckers about, yo, she dope. But when motherfuckers really put in that conversation, and I don't know what's the hesitation when it comes to female rappers that can spit. Of, you know, is it just like niggas is, you just don't want to say no woman is better than a man? Is it literal? Like, is, you know, is Rapsody better than Cole? There are aspects I like her better than Cole. You know, I don't know if, is it just all misogyny is based off, we don't want to give women the credit? That's definitely a huge part of it. Right. So it's kind of like what to do if you're a female rapper, right? Cause like when JD made the comment about all these female rappers talking about sex, 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 right? We jumped on them. I get it. You know what I mean? You definitely see it with like, a lot of female rappers where it's just like, you know, somebody like Meg Thee Stallion who I like, who can rap her ass off. I'm not going to lie. I was kind of, I wouldn't say disappointed, but I was kind of like, oh, I thought she had like more content matter. And it's like, I don't want to hear another album where it's like 15 tracks of Eat My Pussy, I'm a Bitch, I'm a Bad Bitch. And here's the thing, right? I know this may even contradict myself, like, there's like male rappers I don't want to hear that shit from. There are male rappers where I'm like, yo, this shit sounds the same. It's like Future. Like, that shit got old with Future. And it's happening now. You listen to Future, it's like, dog, I don't want to hear 15 tracks. Like, all this shit sound the same. Like, I can't tell your beats apart. Now, Future has some songs and albums, for me, mainly Dirty Sprite 2, where I think was like his best. Or Purple Rain, that mixtape put out. But a lot of Future shit is like, nigga, I'm not listening to 15 tracks you talking about Lean. You know what I mean? There's only a few rappers who can get away with talking about like one specific subject matter. And that's like, Pusha's like really the only one who I just want 14, 15 bars, tracks about cocaine. You know what I mean? Cause there are other rappers, you know, I'd be kind of like, man, I hope they expand. And when I say, you know, subject matter or content, it's not about like, okay, you gotta have the sex song and the deep song and all these other, you know, types of like that. Me more just the feeling. Like, don't give me 15 tracks that feel the same. That's what I mean by that. I don't know, like, if female, it's weird when you look at, like, the history of female rap, because it almost feels like, it's almost, and I hate to say it, like, I was looking up a lot of articles before I recorded this. And most of the articles was like, you can read in like 3 minutes. Cause it literally was like, yo, Funky 4 Plus 1, Shy Rock, she was there. Then it just go and it's like, Roxanne Shanté, right? She come out and she diss UTFO cause, you know, they had the song where they was calling this fictional woman Roxanne the hoe. And she come out, then it's like, yo, it's MC Light, it's Queen Latifah, it's Moni Love, it's Salt and Pepper. Then it's like a gap. Then it's like, yo, the Brat, Kim, Foxy, Trina, Lauren, Missy, Nicki, Cardi, and we miss a lot of female rappers. There's a lot of female rappers that, like, won't even discuss. Like, no one discusses, like Trina, her role, right? Because I think Trick Daddy said it, like, Trina, was she was more explicit than Kim and more ghetto than Foxy. You know, when I hear, like, Cardi B or even, you know, Iggy Azalea or Nicki, I hear a lot of Trina even more than Kim and Foxy. Kim and Foxy was doing a lot of that mafioso shit, too, that, like, kind of rap. But like, people don't talk about like the Southern female rappers, like Gangsta Boo or La Chat. Like, Gangsta Boo influenced so many. I mean, Gangsta is ill as fuck. La Chat, Mia X was hard. Like, who else I'm missing? And even myself right now probably miss probably West Coast female artists I'm missing, or East Coast female, or Midwest artists, like, that was just getting in. Those just came off the top of my head. It's like we tell the story of female rap like really quickly. It's like, boom, Roxanne Shanté, Queen Latifah, Salt and Pepper, yo, Kim Foxy era, Lauren Missy, Nicki Cardi, and that's it. Right? It almost feels like we can tell a story in like less than 30 minutes. And that's a shame. Cause I love female rap. Like, I love hearing from the female, like, perspective. One of my favorite joints was Eve, Love is Blind, when she was talking about domestic violence. But that's the thing too. Personally, I want to hear more from that female rappers. Like, that's the thing that's missing for me, right, with some female rappers, is I want to hear more of what it's like to be a young black woman. Like, I want to hear about the messing with a nigga that's, you know, beating you, is beating your ass, or messing with a nigga that got you pregnant and ain't taking care of his kids and how you feel. I want to feel what's that pressure like of being a black woman with multiple kids by multiple men. I want to hear, you know, about drug addiction. If you're talking that stripper talk and that hoe talk, Well, I want to hear what's the flip side of it. Okay, you making all this money and fuck niggas. Let me hear, is there paranoia being a stripper? Let me hear the stories of like, yo, I'm doing a bachelor party and it's a whole bunch of, you know, niggas in the room. And I want to hear all of that shit the same way certain, the best male rappers give you, where it's like, yeah, I'm making money in the streets, boom, boom, cars, bitches. But then it's also like, yo, my homeboy trying to kill me. I got to watch out for the cops, all that type of shit. Like, I want to hear all that from female rappers. And I think, but I think truthfully, a lot of people don't. Right. And I think a lot of people are really scared to really hear a black woman tell a story. Like, I think a lot of people are really scared to hear that kind of story on wax, because we really haven't heard it. We've heard it in bits and pieces. I mean, Lauren gave you a little bit on miseducation and about, you know, being this young artist, being pregnant, how it might threaten her career. You know, this artist named Baby Mother. She's really dope. She's talked about stuff like that. She got four kids. There's female raps that have gave you this little bit, but most of female rap is either extra confident. I'm that bitch. Fuck you, nigga. You my pussy. Woot, woot, woot. Or they lyrical as hell. Like, I'm a spit. But I'm want to hear that real deep story the same way we get from like a Scarface. I'm waiting for the female Scarface. I'm waiting for the female Joe Budden. I'm waiting for the female Pac, or, you know, I want to hear that real story of like, whoa, give me that real, like, what it's like to be a young black or brown woman. But I think a lot of people are scared of that. You know, I think record execs or people in the industry, it is kind of like, well, nobody want to hear that shit. Just, you know, shake your ass and say, and that's what people want. And there are some fans that want, and I get it. Just the aesthetic look, and I, you know, it's good music the same way people always want to hear party music or, you know, get buck music and type of shit like that. But I think overall people like scared of that type of content. Cause I think it'd be so, I don't say like powerful, but I think it'd like, if like, it's the same as like this Me Too shit, right? You haven't heard from a lot of black women. This Me Too has been mostly white women. And Cardi B said it, you know, is a lot of women in this industry, if we get to talking, like, some of your favorite rappers is very problematic. And it's not just the lyrics. And going back to the T.I. shit about what he said about his daughter, like, man, I mean, if some of these, like, video vixens get to talking, and I'm pretty sure some of these female artists get to talking about these men, a lot of your favorite male rappers would be out of here. You know, but black women, you know, are loyal. You know, because Dave Chappelle said it, like, black women know as mean and nasty as black men can be, the white man is way more crueler, right? And a lot of black women don't want to damage the black man's reputation or make it seem like the black man is some, you know, monster, rapist and shit, and what people already think of black men, and black women want to protect black women. Black women want to protect black men. So they ain't really telling their stories, but I want to hear that shit. And I think people ain't really ready. I think that's the truth in the matter. A lot of fans, a lot of people in the industry, but that's the shit I want to hear. I want to dig deep and be like, okay, like, this is what's happening. Because that's why I've always liked rap, because hip-hop, rap music is, how do poor people navigate their existence? And sometimes it's ways that makes us uncomfortable, right? It's uncomfortable to hear people openly say, I like selling drugs, right? Jay-Z talks about it, but it's like, it also destroyed the black community. So when niggas brag about selling crack, it's like, you also destroyed the community. But at the same time, it's like, nigga, I had to eat. What was left out for me? Like, working at McDonald's or working some basic 9-to-5 job? Or when niggas is about materialism, it makes us feel uncomfortable, right? In the world where we're talking about, you know, economic inequality, but you got motherfuckers saying like, yo, I'm rich. I didn't want to be poor. You know what I mean? I'll do whatever. It's, you know, it's hard to listen to some of the stuff in rap, but that's why I love it, because you can't judge it. It's poor people. Like, how do I navigate through the world? And some of the shit you may deem as ugly, but it's like, I had to do it to survive. This is how I get down. So I'm ready to hear those nitty gritty stories from black women. I want to hear those, more of those stories. But you know, you got some ignorant male fans that's like, they just don't want to get no female rapper respect. It's just like, fuck all that shit. I don't want to hear none of that shit. I don't care what no woman spitting. Like, I just don't want to hear it. And you're never going to reach them. And then you got fans who are not really hip hop fans or just rap music fans. And they just want to hear booty shaking shit that make me get bugged. They don't really care about the lyrics anyway, as long as the beat hot. But for me as a hip hop fan, like, grew up listening to Queen Latifah and MC Light and Salt and Pepper and Kim and Gangsta Boo and all of them. I love listening, like, you know, Rapsody new album is dope. I love listening to new female acts. Like, their voice is just as important as any male rapper in their story. And there's so many even, you know, female
graffiti writers like Lady Pink and female journalists that, you know, in this hip hop field and shit. So I'm ready for all that shit. But, yeah, I think that's, that whole, like, too, about people, you know, a lot of female artists not writing. I don't know. And again, I said, I think a lot of it has to do with men feeling they have to control the female rapper image of, like, I have to dictate how she comes out or how she's going to be presented to the world. It's like Big with Kim. Now, I've heard different stories. I've heard that, like, Kim wasn't rapping. And Big just saw her and liked her swag. It was like, yo, you should start rapping. I'm going to write your lyrics for you. I've heard that Kim kind of was rapping a little bit before. I don't know about all that. I know Foxy. I've never heard nothing about Foxy. Foxy, they've always, I think that was some of the beef with Foxy and Kim too, the way Foxy felt about her. I know Salt Pepper got some of their stuff written. I don't know if Cube was writing for Yo-Yo. I know there's been some stuff like Wyclef and Lauren. But again, I think there's a lot of fear. You got a female rapper. It feels like we got to, you can't just present her like a male, right? You can't just, like a male rapper, you can just be like, all right, he dope, you sign him, put him out there. And you can't really do that with a female rapper. And it has to curate her image very specifically because, you know, it's like if she's not a strong rapper, like a man that's not a strong rapper, you just give him a hot beat, put that nigga out there, it is what it is, right? He's not going to be mentioned in anybody's top five, but it's like, fuck it, this nigga got a hot song. But with female rappers, it's like if you got a rapper and she's not that strong of a lyricist, you put out there with a hot song. People are like, yeah, it's hot. It's hot. These female rappers always talk about sex or they can't spit. So I think some males around to feel like, you know, let me write it for you so motherfuckers can give you that respect first. You know what I mean? Then I think certain songs, like certain male rappers are like, you know, this the song where I want you to say this and let me write it for you. I think some of that may be changing. I think more females are writing their own lyrics. I know, you know, it was, what's that, Lil Yachty wrote one of them joints for the City Girls. I know some things with Cardi B. Cardi, I don't think she writing, but also Cardi, I don't think she like a real rapper like that. But that's a whole separate conversation. And with Nicki, there's been some questions like, oh, her lyrics deteriorated after Safari and all this. And I don't want to take that away from Nicki. And maybe he did write, maybe she didn't. But like I said, I think there's a lot of male rappers, like especially the last 10, 15 years, getting wrote for that niggas don't really want to say. Right? Like niggas all day to come out, oh, she didn't write this. But I think there's a lot of male rappers within the last 20 years of rap music that didn't write like a song, that didn't write a verse, that had some help writing that niggas really don't want to admit. You know what I mean? Like people really don't want to put that shit out. But yeah, I don't really, to me it's like, as a hip hop fan, I think if it's proven you did get help writing, I don't know if I can put you in like a top five, top 10 or that type of list, but you can still make good music like Drake. You make good music. I don't put Drake in that top five or top 10 like that, because of that shit and also other reasons. But yeah, I don't know, man. It's, you know, yeah. I don't know why I recorded this episode. You know, at first I think it was supposed to be about like the history of female rap, but that was one of the things that was disappointing where I thought I was going to get like some unknown history I didn't know. And it was kind of like this easy timeline of like Funky Four Plus One More, whoop, Queen Latifah, whoop, Salt and Pepper, whoop, Lil' Kim, whoop, Cardi B, like these kind of points that I already knew. And that kind of disappointed me. It was nothing I, you know, didn't really know. Then I thought maybe it was going to be an episode about how, what, like, female rap has changed, you know. But that's kind of the change of rap. Like, in the 80s, yeah, motherfuckers on a positive 5%er dance music type of shit. Kim made it sexual. You can say Big made it sexual because Big was writing for Kim. But, you know, I can talk about how do female rappers feel that pressure to be sexual. And like I said, I think there are fans that really like that type of music because, you know, like the way it sounds, it gives them a confidence. But it's the same as male rappers talking about drugs all fucking day. Like, there's fans for that, right? There's nothing really unique about women wanting to talk about fucking in dicks and shit. There's no different from any male talking about whatever ignorant shit he's talking about. Then I thought this episode was going to be exclusively about Nicki Minaj and about her legacy. And it kind of was. Cause I think the big thing about Nicki is how she related to other female artists. And I don't know how female fans are going to look at that, right? Cause overall, I don't think hip hop fans are going to put Nicki in the top five of this last decade, but I wonder that, like the way Nicki kind of, it felt like Nicki wanted to be this individual queen on top. You know what I mean? And it, you know, like it's weird that Nicki never like why she never curated like a ladies night part two, like the way, you know, it was like Missy and Left Eye and Kim and all that shit. It's like Nicki didn't have no female rap friends. And a lot of it, she was by herself. There was no other female rapper that was either on her level or just even popping. And I guess now since she retired, the last few years we had a lot of female rappers popping, but it didn't seem like she was playing Elder Statesman and like, yo, let's Cardi, let's get City Girls, let's get Lizzo, let's do this track. You know, even that whole thing with Meg felt fake. It felt like, you know, oh, y'all think I'm like the big meanie, but no, I'm actually friends with some of these female rappers. I just had beef with Cardi. It felt kind of fake, right? So yeah, I don't know how Nicki gonna be remembered. I don't think it's gonna be too kindly, and I think a lot has to do with that, even more than just the music. Cause that was my thing about Nicki too, musically. Like, I was always disappointed that I remember hearing the Monsterverse being like, damn, she's spitting. And I wanted more of that shit, and I didn't get more of it. It, like, the rhymes, like, lyrics was like, eh, and it got a lot of pop shit, and I was kinda like, you know, I don't know how I feel. Like, I kinda felt like, but we never really criticized Nicki because she was, like, the only one for so long. And Nicki knows how to, she gets defensive and knows how to flip it back on people, and it's gonna turn into this whole, like, feminist rant of like, no one wants to hear from a black woman and all that kind of stuff, which is like, you're right, but it's also like, you're not making a certain type of music, so quality type of music. But yeah, a lot of young female rappers I fuck with, Rhapsody, I said, Meg Thee Stallion, I think she dope as hell. I just want her to have like a different feel. Again, they don't care about content. I don't care about content. She can talk about being a bad bitch, eat my pussy, woo, all that shit, but I don't want 14 songs where it just feels the same. You know, if you're going to talk about that one subject matter, give me 14 songs that feel different from one to another. You know, again, I always use examples, but Pusha is the greatest example. He talks about cocaine, but he gives you multiple tracks that give you a different feel, a different vibe. And whether that's production, whether that's musicality, whether that's just all the creative metaphors and bars he'd be spitting. But yeah, that's one thing with Meg, but she'd be rapping her ass off though. You know, I like Lizzo, but it depends. I don't know if I really see Lizzo's like hip hop. You know, I like, it was Princess Nokia. She's pretty dope, but she's been pretty quiet. I don't know how, like, often she releasing music. This artist, Baby Mother, you know, I like. But yeah, man, like I said, I'm waiting for the female rap that's really going to tell that black female story. Like, really getting to it. I'm ready for it. Even if other niggas ain't ready for it, I want to hear that shit and sit back and everything you got to say about sexual assault, about domestic violence, about just being a woman with kids, trying to survive on welfare. Like, I want to hear from that perspective because we disrespect those women so much, right? Like, how we judge, how we think about women as that's on welfare, or how we think about women that have, you know, kids by multiple men, right? I want to hear that story. Like, what it's like to be a woman, like, I got three kids and three men. In that journey of, like, is there shame? Do you feel shame? Are you pissed off at the men that you were with, you know, if the men not around, if they left or if they're dead in jail? I want to hear all that pain. I want to hear pain from women dealing with violence in the hood. You know, if men are at the receiving end of the violence, I want to hear women talk about what it's like to bury your boyfriend or bury your baby daddy or bury your brother or bury your son. Like, to have to be the witness to all this like violence in our neighborhoods. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, man, that's what I really want to hear. I'm going to leave you with that. This was Black Noise. I will see you again. Peace.